joined by Rory Smith, to talk about the magic of the Cup. The magic of the Cup is something that comes up every single year at this time of year. The magic of the Cup is this sort of illusory thing, and the magic of the Cup allows people to be cross. It allows people to argue endlessly about replays. It allows the idea that change is not good. It allows the bigger teams to be criticised for weakening their first 11s, but no one points out that Championship clubs do it as well. And yet the FA Cup does have something about it. You want all competitions have something about them, and that's, I think, Rory, this is one of the first issues, I think, with the magic of the Cup, is that no one's talking in this country about the magic of the French Cup, and yet the French Cup is a perfectly proud tradition as well. It's that the FA Cup has been decided stands above all the other domestic cups.
Yeah, and there's an age thing that I think is legitimate. You can't, you know, we talk about football's long history in lots and lots of different contexts, and it would be intellectually dishonest, I suppose, to decide that the history of the FA Cup is irrelevant. So the FA Cup is really old, predates the league, and that matters. That matters as part of the kind of the lore, L-O-R-E, of football that is passed down through the generations. I think a lot of it is English football does self-promotion extremely well and has always done self-promotion really well. We think of that a lot more in terms of the context of the Premier League than we do the Cup, but the primacy of the FA Cup was spread around the world a long time before, you know, Richard Keys and Andy Gray appeared on our screens, that people were being told the FA Cup is really important. But the thing with the FA Cup, and it was a thread from Adam Crafton on Twitter, who's a journalist for The Athletic, that really kind of concentrated my mind on this. I think we need to think more about the FA Cup as a television construct than we do. I think that is the thing about the FA Cup that is missed frequently in all these conversations. And Adam was sort of saying, you know, does anybody under the age of 30 think about the magic of the Cup? And the answer to that question is obviously no, because anyone under the age of 30 has been told consistently, I would say, for, let's date it as Piers Morgan would have us date it, to Manchester United pulling out in 1999 to play in the Club World Cup.
The drama, which...
That famous front page in which Caprice slammed Manchester United's decision. What does Caprice think about this, though? And I mean, we're all upset, but is Caprice okay with it? If you date it to the kind of turn of the century, 1999-2000 sort of time, you've got people who've been told for 24, 25 years that the FA Cup does not matter, that the FA Cup is an afterthought, that no one cares about it, that the teams who win it regard it either as a consolation prize or as like a secondary benefit, that it's the thing that makes up the double. I think that's a really important sort of psychological shift for fans, that you win the FA Cup so that you can do the double or even the treble. You don't win the FA Cup because that is the target for the season, to win a domestic cup.